Perek Dalet. We now move on really to the next section of Maseches Avos. The first three Prokim discuss Kriyas Shema and its Brachas, and Perek Dalet and Perek Hey discuss Shemona Esrei. Now, according to most Rishonim, the mitzvah of Shemona Esrei is totally Madrabanan. Both the fact that you need to daven Shemona Esrei and what exactly you need to say is all Madrabanan. However, the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah midoraisa to daven every day, and Achachom just said that how do you fulfill that mitzvah? Via saying these words of Shemona Esrei. And at specific times, just like there's specific times with the Oraisa to say Kriyas Shema, the Chachamim decreed that there'd be specific times to say Shemona Esrei. Now these times are modelled on the times that various Karbonos were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Because after all, now that we don't have Karbonos anymore, the thing which replaces it, the service of Hashem, and the connection to Hashem which replaces it, is Tefillah, prayer. So the mission tells us, Tefillah HaShachar, the tefillah of the morning, Shachres, that Shemona Esrei has to be said ad chatzos, by midday, according to the Tanakhama. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad arba sha'os, you've only got until 4 hours of the day. Not 6 hours like the Tanakhama, but only 4 hours. And the reason for this is because according to the Tanakhama, the Korban Tomid which was brought every morning had to be brought by midday, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Korban Tomid had to be brought by 4 hours. So therefore the same applies for Shachres. Now before we move on, we need to note, we've mentioned it once already in the Masechta, but it's very important to realize that the hours we are talking about are not 60-minute hours. They're periodical hours, what is known as Shois Zmanios. Now, how long is a periodical hour? So the way to calculate it is that you take the hours of daylight, so let's say it's light only for 9 hours of the day, you divide 9 by 12, which would be 45 minutes, so for that day, an hour is considered 45 minutes. So 4 hours into the day, for example, would be 180 minutes. That's what we mean by Shois Zmanios. Next, Tefillas HaMincha, the Shemona Esrei of the afternoon, the Mincha. So the earliest time to say this, ideally, is from 9.5 hours into the day. That's when the afternoon Korban Tomid was typically brought. The truth is, there was one day of the year, Erev Pesach, where they were very busy, because there were so many Korbanos being brought as the Korban Pesach, that on that day they brought the Korban Tomid of the afternoon earlier on, already from 6.5 hours into the day. And therefore that is sort of considered part of the Mincha time as well, and so one is able to daven already from 6.5 hours into the day, even though ideally he should daven only after 9.5 hours into the day. Now just to introduce some terms, the period between 9.5 hours of the day until evening, that is what is known as Mincha Katana, which literally means small mincha. It means there's a smaller bracket of time to daven mincha there. Whereas the earlier time, from 6.5 hours onwards, that is what is known as mincha gedola. And it's generally more preferable to daven past mincha katana, i.e. past 9.5 hours into the day. So according to the Tanakhama, the last time to daven mincha is at sunset. But Rabbi Yehuda says, ad plaga mincha, it's until halfway through the mincha period, meaning half of mincha katana. So if the period of Mincha Katana is from 9.5 hours into the day until 12 hours into the day, it's a period of 2.5 hours, and that means Plaga Mincha is at the halfway point. So Plaga Mincha is 1.25 hours before sunset, which is 10.75 hours into the day. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is the latest time to daven Mincha, and again, the reason for both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is because they hold that the Korban Tomid had to be brought by then. Next, Tefillas HaErev, the davening, the Shemona Esrei of the evening, Ein Lokeva, it has no fixed time, meaning that you can daven Maariv all night. The Gemara explains this phrase to mean that it doesn't have a fixed obligation, meaning it's an optional tefillah. However, the Rambam says that since everybody among the Jewish people accepted upon themselves to daven every day Maariv, it's now become an obligation. Okay, and finally, Vishal Musafin, the Shemona Esrei of Musaf, when it applies Kolayom all day. You've also got until evening to daven Musaf, just like the Korban Musaf could be brought all day, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shavah Shois, you've only got until 7 hours into the day, but past then, since the Korban Musaf wasn't typically brought after 7 hours, so that there was enough time to bring the afternoon Korban Tomid and the Korban Mincha of the afternoon, so too the Shemona Esrei of Musaf should not be said past 7 hours into the day.